across the UK.
The Hits Radio Breakfast.
Wake up in the morning and
I listen to The Hits Radio.
Thursday morning on The Hits Radio Breakfast. This is Daryl, that is George Ezra and Budapest. And today is a big day for me. This is a career highlight right here. Elmo is on The Hits Radio Breakfast with his cousin. Hi, guys.
That's right. Hi, how are you?
Hello, guys. Hello.
This is Elmo's cousin Phoebe. Fairchester fans.
Great to meet you.
Hello, Phoebe. It's nice to meet you as well. So we've got some listener questions for you. We're thinking, because you guys are very well travelled, you're both very wise to the world, you know what's going on. You've both got very sound judgment, I think it's fair to say.
Yes.
So we're going to put some questions to you in hashtag Ask Elmo and Phoebe. Okay.
Cool.
So we're going to go first to Lauren in Wessex. Lauren says, "Hi, Elmo and Phoebe. I have a date with a nice boy that I really fancy tonight, but I've just learned that he is an ex of a close friend of mine."
Ooh. Oh, that's going to get awkward.
I know. Do I ditch the boy and risk offending him, or do the date anyway and risk offending my friend?
So you can't win.
Yeah.
You can't win. See, almost 3.5, but he could give you some advice. Okay. Now listen.
Yeah.
No, that's very difficult. Okay, so hold on now.
Yeah.
So the girl's going on a date with a guy.
Yeah.
Who was an ex-boyfriend. Oh, this is already very involved.
Oh, no.
Elmo thinks stay home and watch your movies. How about that?
Okay, that's good advice. That's good advice. Kyle in Cheltenham says, "Hi, Elmo and Phoebe. I've got a gig tonight and I really want to go, but it'd make me late for work tomorrow morning as I've got to stay over at a friend's house. What excuse should I give my boss for being late tomorrow?" Ooh, interesting.
Phoebe?
Ooh. Calling a sickie. Well, it's not really calling a sickie, is it? It's sort of, yeah.
It's a lie.
It's a lie.
Because you work all the time.
I'm a bit conscientious. I would I would go home early and have a good night's sleep.
Oh, no.
How about that?
I know, that's really boring, isn't it?
No, but it's good advice.
Yeah.
I suppose it is a solid advice.
And I am only 7.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure if Kyle's going to enjoy that advice, to be honest. But we'll roll it to him.
Sometimes,
anyway.
Yeah, sometimes advice isn't fun.
Awesome. Right, guys, hang on, stay there. We're going to do some more next. Some more hashtag Ask Elmo dilemmas. Keep them coming if you want. More with Elmo and his cousin Phoebe on the Hits Radio Breakfast after 1D. This is Steal My Girl. It's Thursday morning.
The Hits Radio.
18 minutes past 8 on the Hits Radio Breakfast this Thursday morning. Elmo is here with his cousin Phoebe. We are doing hashtag Ask Elmo.
Hi.
Samantha Redbridge on Twitter says, "I scratched my dad's car a few days ago and he'll totally freak out if he knows that it was me. What do I tell him instead?"
Don't lie. Do not lie. You have to tell the truth.
So she's good, but if her dad's going to freak out, it's going to go
That's okay.
Crazy.
Well, listen. You have to deal with the consequences, lady.
Elmo, have you ever...
It's more important to tell the truth. Don't lie.
Elmo, have you ever scratched a car?
No, almost 3.5.
Okay, fair enough.
just get a packet of felt tips and some of the colours are pretty
good. Oh, you're bad. You're cheating.
And, like, colour it in.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good idea.
Elmo, I can see you turning as this interview goes into a naughty guy.
Phoebe's a bad influence.
She is. It's a very bad influence. One more. Let's go to Jake Osmond on Facebook. He says, "Hi, Elmo and Phoebe. I'm planning for a Halloween party. I need a good costume for fancy dress. Do you have any suggestions?"
I have got a great costume. It's a cactus.
Cactus?
Yeah, it
Why
comes
a cactus?
Out. It's just such a cool costume.
Is it really?
No one else wears a cactus costume.
That's true. You will be the only one.
You can come and borrow it anytime. It's a bit prickly.
It's the only one in the world. She owns the one that exists.
It's quite hard to get through doors. That's the only problem.
That's true. Your arms get very tired.
Yeah. Does it actually hurt?
Not on the inside.
That's good. That'd help. Guys, thank you very much. It's been... Oh, Elmo, any suggestions for fancy dress costumes from you?
Maybe like a ficus or something, or like a Douglas fir tree.
A Douglas fir tree?
Yeah. Maybe like a chrysanthemum.
That's a good idea. That's food for thought for Jake. Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck, Jake.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much. We're looking forward to the new show coming on the TV.
Thank you very much.
Look forward to seeing you there.
This is The Hits Radio.